welcome back to another episode here. I'm talking with my friend, Mr. Brad Malcolm. Brad is a software pioneer, and he's the guy behind a company called AthenTech that makes a product called Perfectly Clear, or a suite of products in a Perfectly Clear family, amongst other things. We're going to talk about that stuff and kind of get some background on Brad and the company, but then we're going to dive into the software itself. There's a lot of software out there that does a lot of cool stuff on your mobile devices and on your computers. Brad is kind of in a unique position where he creates software for both platforms. So we're going to talk about that software as well as its place in a professional workflow. Brad Malcolm, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, Frederick. Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to be here. So where are you at right now? You're up north, right? In Canada somewhere.
Well, last week I was in Hawaii, and which is awesome. And unfortunately, my plane arrived, and now I'm back home, which is in Calgary, Canada.
There you go. Two beautiful places, though, right?
Yes, they are. Our winters can be a bit interesting at times. Yeah, so snow and stuff can be fun. And yeah, we got great skiing, but grass is always greener on the other side. And in winter, there is no green grass here. So there you go.
That's why we have airplanes. We can move to different places.
Yeah. You know,
and enjoy the different climates. Well, cool. Well, let's dive right into this. So AthenTech is a company that you founded. And then there's also Perfectly Clear. There's two brands there. Kind of demystify that for us. What is AthenTech and what is Perfectly Clear?
Sure. Well, AthenTech is simply the company name. Mm-hmm. And it's really that simple. Our main inventor, Mr. Brian, he loves Greek mythology, and Athena is goddess of war and wisdom, and so Athena and technology. So that's how AthenTech came to be for the company. We also have technology in the medical space, and we also have technology in oil and gas space. So that's the company as a whole. But Perfectly Clear is what people know of and love, and that's the brand, which is intelligent image correction. And so that's how
good.
It comes
perfect
into play.
Segue. Thank you for that's Perfectly Clear now. Okay, so now
awesome.
Let's talk about Perfectly Clear and intelligent image correction. So define that for us, because that sounds very technical and geeky for us lay people. What does that mean?
Well, it means a whole bunch of things. It basically, like Kodak used to say, you click the button and we do the rest. We make your image look its best automatically. And of course, why is that required? Because even though cameras are still pretty good these days, there's still physical limitations in cameras, single aperture, which is why your image is dark or darker or not as ideal as you saw it with your human eye. So basically the human eye is constantly dilating, and we can manage all this incoming light and everything looks awesome, but you take a picture of it, even with the awesome cameras out there and camera phones, there's physical limitations. It's dark, it's noisy, you have red eye, your face is distorted, you look wider, etc. And we automatically make all of that their best, and we make you look your best. That's a high level.
And it's kind of one click. But see, this is where I'm going to play devil's advocate, because first of all, I'll set the stage. I love the software. I use the software on my desktop and my phone. So a lot of this is leading questions for you. So the devil's advocate part of this comes in where people will say, hey, that sounds great, but I'm a good photographer. I have Lightroom. I have Photoshop. I can move and massage pixels ad nauseum on my desktop computer, on my mobile device. I've got software like Snapseed and all these other things that are there that allow me to make my images look great pretty quickly. Where does your software step into that flow to kind of make things easier for the people that know how to do it through multiple clicks themselves?
So do you want to be behind your computer at midnight, or would you rather be in bed or out in quiet? So we're a time saver.
Yes.
That's really the bottom line. We're here so you can spend more time behind your camera and less time behind the desk editing. But we can dive into that a little bit further, because there's actually two aspects of that as well. Okay. So first of all, Snapseed's awesome. It's great. Continue to use it. There's a lot of tools like Snapseed out there. MacFun has some good stuff. And those companies are more for artistic and creative effects. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we do. So we're not going to give you an HDR effect. We're not going to give you blurring. We're not going to give you lens distortion. Those are things you can do in Photoshop. That's that artistic editing. That's what Snapseed does. That's what MacFun does. And that's awesome. But we just make your image look its best automatically. So we're going to take a dark image and make it look better. But we have patents and science. We've been doing this for actually 14 years. So we have a lot of unique science on how we do this. So it all started with exposure. Take a dark image, and normally you brighten an image and part of your photo becomes washed out. Your blue sky turns to white. Something gets clipped. Well, we correct every pixel independently. So there's never any distortion in your image. There's never any color shifting. And we're the only company in the world that can do that. So that's one of the unique sites from our science. So we have all the science behind there, and we were a leader in this field to make your image look its best and to be an accurate correction, just like you saw with your eye. So we're not, in some aspects, maybe the sexy HDR to really give you a Hobbit look, which is cool. That's all good stuff. But we will save you time, so your starting point is better, so you can then spend time being artistic and creative on those tools.
That's great. And one thing that I flagged, I wrote down in what you were saying there, is that you look at each pixel independently. And I didn't know that. Most software will look at ranges of pixels, or ranges of values and make adjustments on that range and then go on to the other one. You guys are looking at each and every individual pixel and applying correction as you go through. Go into a little more depth on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like, if you got a 21 megapixel photo, pretend what we're in essence doing is it's like having 21 independent apertures. So each pixel is independently corrected. So the problems that arise are due to the single aperture. You have a huge dynamic range. If the window behind you is open right now, Frederick, it's that time old problem where your face and the bright window and which one is going to be properly exposed. And cameras, even though as good as they are, still can't handle the wide dynamic range. Your computer monitor on the left, I'm seeing a lot of clipping on there and distortion. If I look at the monitor, if I was you, I'm sure I could see the sky and the clouds, but I can't. Cameras, videos can't capture that. Right. And so if you give us a good image, for example, if all the data is there, then yeah, we'll bring out the details in the darks without clipping the highlights, and we're not going to color shift. We're not changing the saturation or artificially changing anything. And that's what we do pixel by pixel. But we don't only do that for exposure. We do that for our noise removal, so it's accurate and you still get the details. We do that for our tint. We do that for our sharpening. We got all these core corrections that make your image look its best. And then we also have what we call our beautify corrections, which make you look your best. Automatically, with one click, we smooth skin tones, we whiten teeth, we enhance eyes, we enlarge eyes, we can remove dark eye circles, remove blemishes, remove the flash that happens due to either oily skin or flash firing. Mm-hmm. And sure, there's other tools out there that do that or do a little bit of that. But the big criticism in that realm is I look fake. I no longer look like me. Right. Whereas everything we do is realistic. Yeah. I still look like Frederick. I look 3 years younger, or I look 4 years younger, or the camera, how it's distorted it due to lenses, we just will fix that. So that's why I say we make you look your best, but you still look like you. It's an accurate correction.
That's really good. And I say this on the show a lot, when you're retouching, whether it's professional retouching or you're just trying to make your selfie photo look better to post on some dating site or something, the telltale sign of a bad retouch job is being able to recognize that the image has been retouched. So
exactly.
Right. So the idea is to get in there and do something and make it look original and get out. Right. So your software does that programmatically, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so to elaborate on your question a bit more, we talked about artistic effects. Well, you use Photoshop, you use Lightroom. Okay, great. We have a Photoshop and Lightroom plugin. So why would you use us? Well, there is some of the stuff that you can do in Photoshop and Lightroom, but it's going to take you a minute or 30 seconds or 2 minutes or 5 minutes. Excuse me. So that's going to take time to do that in Lightroom, but why take that time if you can do an even better job automatically? And the other benefit is, and we're working with some of the top pro photographers around the world, from weddings to commercial to etc., and they say this is a game changer, because I can come back from a wedding, commercial shot, my landscape shot, whatever it is, here's 1,000 images, batch them through our technology. Now, with no little effort on my part and 20 minutes of waiting time, I got 1,000 images that are proof ready to show the client. Mm-hmm. And that's where the real power comes in. You don't have to spend that time looking at each one. You don't have to spend that time fiddling. And then, so you got your proofs ready. And then if you need, you're all good to go. And that's then where you can be creative and add those. All right, now let me do fine tuning. Let me pop the skies or do HDR or, you know, do the artistic effects on top of that. So that's how we fit into the Photoshop and Lightroom plugin.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize that a little bit, because that part gets lost on a lot of people, I think, the batch piece of it. Because, you know, a lot of people will say, well, hey, I can batch process in Bridge. I can batch process in Lightroom. But what your software does, and I think this is the amazing part, is your software, and correct me if I'm wrong, will go through that 1,000 images and find the faces in those images and apply the corrections to the faces or the sky, depending on what you asked it to do, but it will do it on a face per face basis versus, you know, just kind of brute force on the entire XY of pixels. It's going to look for, it's intelligently going to look for the faces in those images and apply its corrections. Am I getting that right?
It is correct. Yeah. And that's why at a high level, I break down all of our core corrections and then our beautify corrections, and everything we do, you can adjust as well. So you can create your own presets and you can fine tune them. And so you do have that customizability for your own look. So when it comes to all of our core corrections, yeah, we look at every pixel independently, and that's why some images we won't do anything. It looks good. We're going to skip it. When it comes to beautify, absolutely. We detect the face, but not only that, we detect the gender. Are you male? Are you female? And we detect approximately how old are you, and then we apply a different correction.
You're kidding.
For each one. So if you and you know, grandfather and a young girl were all together, three in the image, we'll actually apply three different corrections automatically. And so maybe more skin smoothing here and less skin smoothing there, and teeth whitening here but not here, because we can determine that level of expertise.
That is
all out of me.
I had no idea it was that intelligent to detect gender and even the age range and then apply corrections based on that data. That's, I've never seen anything do that before. Is that new? Is that proprietary to you guys?
Well, some of it is, we have multiple patents on stuff, and then some of the beautify technology, we partnered with Photo Nation, which has some the best of the best breed, and some of it's their technology as well. But that's what makes the results better than other tools that are out in the market, whether there be other portrait retouchers or, you know, those tools, or whether it be just doing an exposure slider bar in Photoshop. There are limitations with doing that.
Yeah.
And one thing, just to answer a question that you may ask or is often being thought, well, okay, batch process, but can I rely on it? How good is it? And to set the context of that is...
Get the words out of my mouth.
we started off licensing our technology. And so we're used behind the scenes of all the large printers around the world. The largest printer in Japan, the largest printers in Europe, the largest printers in the US. And many of them you would have heard of if you have gone to some of the retailers, if you've done something on Blurb, for example, if you've done stuff on SmugMug, the Camera Awesome app, we were the Awesomeize powering behind it. So we've licensed our technology, and that's where we started off our business initially. And we were automatically correcting over 30 million prints, not photos, but prints per day. And that's just automatically being run through our technology. That's 7 billion prints a year. So is it robust? Is it automatic?
I had no idea. So you guys are powering those one-click, make-it-awesome features in a lot of the software that we're already using.
Absolutely, yes.
Wow. Okay.
So that's the background. That's where we started off. And then we had people, like you say, this is really cool. How can you save me time on my Photoshop workflow, for example? And that's when we came up with the plugins. So we got Photoshop and Lightroom plugins. They also work on PaintShop. On PaintShop, and they also work on Photoshop Elements as well. So that's what we call perfectly clear, and that's for the advanced amateur, well, anybody in that Adobe workflow. And then we also have a standalone, I just say this because I know you're going to ask this at some point, is you can
my
use
favorite
this
app, yeah.
Yeah, and the more of the mass consumer brand is, we call it Lucid, L-U-C-I-D. Yeah. That's a standalone, that's Windows and Mac, and has the same core technology as our plugins, but it's less control, less fine-tuned, a bit more simple from that aspect. Yeah. And then we have 5 Macs on the App Store as well, where we break them down. So those all work as photo extensions. So when you look under Lucid Eyes and Lucid Skin, we have two, one that just deals with skin, one that deals with eyes, one that deals with color, one that deals with exposure, and one that deals with details. So we got those 5 apps. And then we also have mobile, one for Android and one for iOS. So we are in a lot of places.
Yeah, I wonder when you first introduced me to Lucid on iOS, my thinking was seeing how it worked, because it is, like you were saying before, it is not a creative, heavy-handed application that leaves tracks, right? It just simply makes everything instantly better and then gives you control over how much better you want it to be. My thought was, why in today's sort of narcissistic selfie generation, you know, why don't people run every single image through this app? Or in other words, or why wouldn't Apple license this app or your software to put in every shot that's being taken of people before it's recorded to the disc? I mean, is that fair?
Yes, it's absolutely fair, and we're live, so there's some things I can't say. but yeah, absolutely. And why wouldn't everybody do it? Well, when people try us, then they end up using us. So a selfie is a very specific example where the Beautify technology, yeah, it's one look younger, you want to look your best, run it through one click automatically. Absolutely. And so that's what people are doing when they license us, and there's other companies that obviously we're talking to, and yeah, it can be embedded in a headset or a handset for your phone. So boom, it's right in mobile and all those places up front, because we have a lot of people that, you know, from noise, you often get a lot of noise in HDR images as you combine them together. And so running us through either before or after that process makes a difference. And we have some high-end pro photographers as well that have sold their work for lots of money. And they said, I thought my work looked good. And it did look good. I ran it through perfectly clear. And it gave me that 20% finishing touch that I didn't realize it needed. Just popped a little bit more. Just tweaked the exposure a little bit. So sometimes it's subtle but noticeable, but it just gives you that massage. And we got some people using us actually at the end. But we had a lot of people using us at the beginning that say, hey, this is a game changer. This saves me a lot of time, because what I used to take, we've had top wedding photographers tell us this, what used to take me 35 hours, I can now do in half an hour, for example. Yeah. Or what used to take me X hours, it's like 1/100th of that. And that's a huge time saver. Huge.
Yeah, it's a good starting point, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
It gives you, for me, it gives you the peace of mind of knowing that this batch of images are, instead of, okay, they need work and I can extract the goodness out of these images, it gives you a batch of images that are good already and ready for you to do additional things to if you want to. So it's you know, like I said, a good starting place. And you're saying a lot of people are finishing with, can you talk about that? How are they finishing with perfectly clear?
Well, they would take their finished image. So they may have run it through another tool or done their tweaks in Photoshop and say, okay, I think I'm done with it. And or they've have work of pieces, art, photos that they have sold and they've used and they've licensed for years before they found out about perfectly clear. They run us through and then they're like, oh, that looks even better now. Now I'm going to run all my prior finished art, because it is art, memories that did look good and it does look good, but now it just pops a little bit more. Yeah. Colors are a little bit more vibrant. It's a little bit sharper. Oh, that actually is a little underexposed. Oh, there was a bit of noise in there I didn't realize because I had to shoot that at night, and just a little bit and cleans it up.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean.
Let's switch gears a little bit. I wanted to talk about kind of the state of the industry, and I wanted to use this opportunity, having someone that's in the middle of the industry, you know, creating tools for creative professionals and consumers. Kind of, I want to get your perspective on where things are. A couple of years ago, there was a lot of discussion, and this is pre-iPad Pro, and you know, a lot of tools have come since then. But there was a lot of discussion on, is mobile ready for prime time? In other words, can professionals, is there a path that professionals can follow to from a shoot to finished product kind of workflow on mobile versus, you know, doing it on a Mac or a Windows machine? Are we there yet? Is mobile ready for professional work?
Well, it's an excellent question.
It's a question, isn't it?
there's no right or wrong answer on that. And there's a couple of things. I think the first thing I'd say is define professional. You don't have to define it, but so what's a professional? A lot of people aspire to be a professional. But what does professional mean? That means I'm a wedding photographer, I'm a commercial photographer, or I make X amount of my living from shooting. So I'm going to break it. So that's all good. I'm going to break it down into two elements, where on mobile devices, there is still less control than you have on a DSLR. the DSLR, as we know, there's so much you can control from my my aperture, my ISO, and there's just a lot more I can control. The we develop apps for Android and iOS, and we've had early access to some of the Google operating systems, and before they came out with a RAW, and worked with Qualcomm on some stuff. So we're pretty seeing a lot of that stuff come in, but often we just don't have that access to properly do an EV balance, for example. Like, there's many apps out there that give you or are starting to give us more control, manual control over our mobile devices. So but we're still not there yet. And especially an Android that's more fragmented, it may work on a Samsung Note 4, but not on a Samsung Galaxy S5, and it's a lot more fragmentation in Android. So doing it universal causes issues. That's what we have on some of the mobile devices. Hey, here's a super burst mode from Google. We could implement that. It works on these devices or the Nexus devices, but not on these devices. So I'm digressing a bit. So part of it comes down to capture. You still have more control with the DSLR. There's still more that you can control. And so in that aspect, the answer is no. Mm-hmm. Then you come down to the editing side. Once you've taken an image, then can I do my editing and post-processing on a mobile app? Mobile phones are still a little small for that, but tablets are certainly getting there, whether it be an iPad or whether it be Microsoft Surface has some interesting stuff. Is that a mobile or is that a computer? That's up to debate. Right. But there's no doubt that we can do more and more on mobile. Mobile devices are awesome for viewing. In general, their resolution and depth is better than a computer, so it's great for viewing and displaying. And there's a lot that we can do on mobile. Are we there yet? It depends on one's workflow.
It depends on what you determine. Well, what's professional. But then the other piece of it is you guys are color experts, right? So you're in there, like you said, at the pixel level, altering pixel by pixel. Some of the phones, on the new iPhone or the Mac operating system, we've got there's a mode in there. What is it? Daylight mode. Let me find it here. It's called night shift. So night shift shifts the entire range of colors that the device is displaying into the warm spectrum. Right. So depending on if you turn the feature on or not, I think it defaults to on at a certain time of day or night, the whole device gets warmer. So, I see things like that, and I think about tools like this, and it's kind of like chasing the horizon in terms of being able to control what the final result will look like on the end user's device. I don't know. Have you thought about that at all?
Well, I think in many aspects. So, yeah, I mean, mobile is convenient. We look at a lot of newspapers, and they've laid off either their shooting company or their photographers, or they've given their photographers iPhones instead of DSLRs and said, here, shoot like this. Yeah. So coming back to your question, we are in some aspects getting much closer, and it's a convenience. Our mobile phones are always in our pocket. I go on lots of trips. I'm like, I don't want to lug my stuff around, and yeah, I'm not using the Panasonic stuff, which is lighter, so I have a heavier weight with my Canon gear and lenses. So I'll just take my mobile and take great shoots, and I take the shot, and then if I need to email it, boom. And so mobile is great for convenience. But having said that, yes, we are getting more and more technology in there, like doing the depth of field is really cool, something we looked into years ago. And so those are cool things. And so we're getting more and more in mobile. Mobile is getting closer and closer to the horizon, but we still have lens and light and the physical principles for your mobile. It's, like the size of a thumb. It's so small versus a big DSLR where your optics are just better. So from a capture side, you can still do great stuff. From a just the whole workflow side, if you got 1,000 raw files, that's a lot of space. That's difficult to handle that on mobile versus our desktop computers. So from a high-end pro or high-end enthusiast, there's still definite benefits of our traditional editing. Absolutely. Of course, we work on both, and that's our objective, is to be streamlined. So yeah, I don't have a bias in one or the other. It's just
that was kind of leading the witness a little bit, because there's no or. Right. Not for creative endeavors. There's always an and. So I can use this software and this software. I can process for mobile and I can use my desktop. I don't think we're at a point now where I have to just have one device or one way of working and have it work for everything that I'm doing. We can choose the right tool for the right job, which is, you know, folks like Perfectly Clear creating the tools that we can choose to do the right job with.
Yeah, I think the issue is more in workflow, and that's mm-hmm. a different conversation, but that's where I got images on my laptop and some on my phone and some up in the cloud, and that's where companies like Mailio come into play and can help, and there's other companies doing similar stuff, or Adobe's trying to figure out that space as well, and mm-hmm. and but I think that's where, you know, it becomes more of a workflow issue. There's a lot of great technology in cameras, a lot of great technology in computers, and a lot of great technology in mobile devices. And we're going to continue to see a lot of innovation in mobile devices, yeah. more so than we are, or at a much faster pace, which is what you were alluding to, than we are seeing in traditional cameras. Correct. I'd say the, yeah. I'm done.
I agree with you. So let's talk about the software a little bit. So as we record this, it is the 23rd of November, which is the day before Thanksgiving, and typically the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday here. I don't know if that's a global thing, but I know in the United States it's Black Friday, and that's the biggest retail kind of day for retailers of the year. And then of course we added Cyber Monday, which is the Monday following Black Friday, which kind of all the online retailers get their time in the sun. And typically this is the time when retailers drop the prices aggressively for a short window of time and people go crazy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're doing something for this, right?
We absolutely are. Yeah. We got some great stuff happening.
Well, tell me about it. I have your page up here at athentech.com. I'm looking at Perfectly Clear. You've got it for $99.
Yeah,
so our Lucid is $29, right?
Yeah, so our plugin is $99 instead of $149. So that's a fantastic deal, obviously, from a savings side. But there's also some great gifts in there. There's two ebooks in there that give you a lot of information about how to take better photos, what to do once you take photos, and also some great images in there. Scott Bourne has some amazing images on his bird shots in there that I love just flipping through as well. So yeah, you get two free gifts, and you also get a copy of Lucid, our standalone, for free, so you can use that as a desktop. You can give that to your mother or father or grandfather or somebody that's not in the Adobe workflow, and that's $29 value. So you're getting over $400 of value for $99. You just can't go wrong. 30-day money back guarantee. So if you really wanted, you could buy it now and return it and buy it at a higher price in 30 days, but that doesn't make any sense.
That's great. Yeah, and I'll put a link, and I'm an affiliate for you guys, so I'll put in a link in the blog post for this episode down below, so people can click on through to grab that. And thanks
Absolutely.
For doing that. That's great. And I wouldn't be an affiliate for you guys if I didn't believe in this stuff, because I'm an affiliate for very few pieces of software out there. This is one of them that stays on my Mac and on both Macs and on my devices. So kudos to you guys for creating something that helps photographers make their work look better, right? So it's what technology and software is all about.
It is, and thanks, and yeah, appreciate your help and support. That's awesome. And we say it's the gift of time. We give you the gift of time. That's our gift to you this season, because we're all busy, and unfortunately we don't seem to be getting less busy. So why do something manual if you can do something automated? That's something you can trust with us.
Yep, that's what machines are supposed to do. They're supposed to make our lives easier until they revolt and become Terminators. So let's talk about the future for Perfectly Clear. What's next for Perfectly Clear, the software? What's next for Lucid? And what's next for Athentech? World domination.
Well, so there's a lot of things. We're very heavy on R&D and physicists and engineers, and so we have a lot of physicists and engineers, mathematicians in our team. So we're always inventing, we're always working on things. So at some level, we're always about taking our already good automatic image correction, making it better, and making it more robust. And so that's at the core of what we are. We want your images to look your best, and so we want to make sure that we're as robust as we can be. So there's that aspect. What else are we doing? yeah, we're always working on new aspects in terms of making things faster, making it.
So streamlining, yeah.
Yeah, streamlining it. And even though we're automatic, which we are, and we're the most automatic out there, some things you'll see coming down the road will be giving you a bit more control on that automatic nature. So, for example, just giving you a bit more control. So we're fully automatic, but if you want a bit more control over what you do, then you can see that. And one thing in the plugins that will be, we got a blog post on that we just came out last week, which has generated quite a bit of excitement, is we'll be adding in some lookup tables, some LUTs, and giving you the ability to add a couple interesting looks on your photo in addition to doing perfectly clear in all the same place. But like everything, it's incredibly easy. It's all in one spot. You don't have to use different tools. It's just click, 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 and see the preview, and there you have it.
I have a request for you, Brad, so now that I have the CEO sitting here of software that I use,
okay.
I don't have to type it into the forums. I can say directly to the man. My request would be to have perfectly clear or lucid type technology for video. I want to be able to apply it to video and just like I apply it to stills and have it do everything that you do on a still shot, but at 30 frames or 29.9 frames a second, so I can have a instantly better clip of video to use. Is that coming?
We're having discussions on that. Absolutely. But it's not, I can't say it's plotted out and it's going to be by X date. What type of video are you after? Mobile or a high-end HD video or both?
All of the above, yeah. Yeah, so I want it on my phone. So if I did basically anything I share, I want it to look better. I want to apply Perfectly Clear's machine intelligence to the pixels that I capture, whether they be, you know, here in a Hangout that I captured online, whether it be in my phone that I captured people during turkey dinner, or if it's a more structured shoot that I shoot with my mirrorless camera and I'm shooting 4K video of some scene or a talking head or an interview, I'd love to be able to run it through the software and just have it pop out the other side and look fantastic no matter what. So again, just like on the still photographic workflow, it's just making my stuff look its best so I can use that as my source to edit with. I'd like to see that on the video side as well. That's just my.
Well, I did note your request, so it's duly noted. Thank you.
I saw what you wrote down there. It said, ignore Frederick.
No. I had video with a capital V.
Okay, good. Yeah. No, so, I think video would be great, and that would crack open a huge audience, especially with the, you know, the YouTubers out there and how fast that space is growing.
So. Yeah, it certainly is. Indeed. Yeah. So look for just continual improvement, innovation, and inventions, things to make your life even faster, even better, but still making sure the result is accurate. And that's our mission.
Wonderful. Well, Brad Malcolm, where can people go to check out Perfectly Clear and get this discount? And how long is this discount running for again?
Well, we'll have it through Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. So including the Monday, which would be November 28th.
Yep.
And then we'll be doing something special, not a sale, but on Giving Tuesday. That's one of the new things that's starting. So we'll be giving some stuff away on Tuesday. And another thing as well, just as I should mention, because you know, we always believe in giving as well. So $1 of every sale, we're donating to Guide Dogs to help support dogs in the guidance. So it's going to a charity.
Wonderful. I love that. Is that part of every sale, or is that just on Giving Tuesday?
No, that's every sale starting now, all over the Black Friday. So you buy, and if you want to help support dogs, then you can just buy and give the software to a friend.
Love it. Brad, thank you for doing all that you do, and thanks for taking the time today. I know it's a busy time over there for you guys with all that's going on, but thanks for taking the time to do this interview with me today. I appreciate it.
Well, Frederick, appreciate you having me. You always ask good questions. It's always a lot of fun, so thanks so much.
You're welcome. All right, we'll see you next time.
All right, you bet. Adios.